A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Daf Samach, Shabbos 60A, pagination 119. Very important Gemara, great perspective, although it is a tragedy, but it gives us tremendous insight into the lives of Jews in times past, including the times of Hanukkah, when Jews went into the caves to try to observe, because the Syrian Greeks outlawed Torah observance until finally the Hashmonaim got up and fought them, but until then they were holed up in caves trying to observe. So the Mishnah tells us, it's midway on the page from top to bottom, and midway of the line, you'll see the bold Masnisin. Lo yetze ha'ish, a man should not go out, besandal ha'misumar, with a sandal that has nails, pegs, a hobnailed sandal. What's the problem with this? So Rashi, in his classic way, says, "B'gemara mefarish," the Gemara will explain what the problem is. And all we have to do really right now is know this half line of the Mishnah, that a man should not go out with this sandal that has nails on the bottom, probably for traction, or the way the sandal was constructed. They used nails to connect the top leather to the bottom support, whatever it is, but it's got nails. Drop down to the beginning of the line, about four lines from where we started, where it says, Gimel Mem Gemara. Sandal HaMesumer, the hobnailed sandal. My taima, what's the problem? What's the reason? Omar Shmuel explained, Shilfei HaGezeira Hayu, these were people who were trying to evade the edict, V'hayu Nechboyim Bama'ara, and they were hiding in a cave. V'omru, and they said, this was their strategy, HaNechnas Yikones, someone wants to come in, they can come in. Rashi explains the assumption was on your way in, you would be able to look and see if any of the government troops were watching you. If the KGB is out there, you'll notice them. The Hayotze al Yetze, but no one should leave. Because on your way out, as Rashi explains it, you can't tell who's waiting behind the bush. So we know, I mean, KGB is a great example. People used to walk around the building four times to see if anybody was watching before they would enter in order to do whatever mitzvah they were coming for. And that was their strategy. Ne'epach sandolo shel echad mehem, one of the people, apparently coming on the way in, nothing was wrong, but he was wearing the sandal backwards. And you could tell from the footprints whether a person was walking forward or going in the other direction, because it was apparently pointed in a certain direction, and it left a print. And this guy, by putting it on wrong, misled the people into thinking that there was a danger that someone had left that they don't know about, or someone had come to their hideout and left to go for enemy troops and report them. But a panic gripped the group, thinking someone had left. Mm-hmm. And really it was nothing. It was someone wearing the shoe backwards. Just as an aside, before we continue with this horror story, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, the great sage of the Jewish people, who debated the non-Jews whenever they needed somebody to put up, he was wise in all areas. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, when he wanted to debate the wise men of Athens and get in to their hidden their hideout where these people gathered, he purposely put on his shoes backwards to trick them, and he walked in and they thought someone was leaving, and the Gemara in Bukharis describes how he tricked them into allowing him in and therefore to debate them. But this was the shoe, it could be worn both ways. Kasvurim echad mehem yatsu, they thought someone left, v'ra'uhu ayivim, and for sure the enemy saw this guy, and now they're coming. In panic, they pushed each other. And they killed each other. More than the enemy, through the edict and punishment, had destroyed of the Jewish people, this tragedy killed even more. Now, some people want to learn, maybe it was like a suicidal thing that they didn't want to get caught and tortured by the enemy. And they were so sure the enemy was coming that their minds just... Sometimes when you're holed up in a dark cave for a few days, anything can happen to the mind. But it was the equivalent of what we say, I once read, one of the great fire tragedies was in a large auditorium and there was no fire. But someone had screamed fire and 37 people were killed as they trampled their way to the exit. So either intentionally or unintentionally, but somehow panic occurred here and a great tragedy occurred and they made a legislation. No sandal hamesumer on Shabbos. And the simplest way to understand it is because it would sadden people to remember that great tragedy that happened as a result of this particular shoe. Now, just carefully, the tragedy that happened was literally precipitated by this particular shoe because it can be worn forward or backward. And the backward tricked them into thinking there was a danger. So it's like very intrinsic to the story. Let's continue. Rabbi Eloi ben Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says there's a different story. B'ma'ara hayu yoshvim, they were in a cave. I mean, it could be both stories happened, who knows. But v'shamu kol ma'ara me'al gabi ha'ma'ara, and they heard a plodding, a sound above the cave. Kasavurim ayu shebo alei ma'ivim, and they panicked. They thought the troops were upstairs. Dachku zeh b'zeh v'argu zeh zeh, and they pushed and they killed more than the enemy had killed. Now, here we have to pause and think, what did this sandal hamasumer, this unusual sandal, what did it do to cause the problem? So, Tosfos says that the sound that they heard above the cave was the sound of a sandal hamasumer. Apparently, when the metal bangs, it resounds and sounds like a lot more people than it really is. And somehow it's intrinsic to the story that the sandal hamesumer caused the tragedy, and they traced it to the sandal. Rami Bar Yecheskel Amar, a third version of the story. Again, I don't know, maybe they all have, who knows. But Vesa Knesset saw you, Yoshvim, they were in a regular shul. Veshamu kol me'achori Vesa Knesset, and they heard a sound from behind the shul. Kasvurim ayu shabo aleim ayvim, they thought the enemy was coming. Dachgu zeh b'zeh, v'hargu zeh zeh, yosem imashahargu b'hem ayvim, and they ended up killing each other more than were killed just because of the edict. The whole situation caused a lot of death.
So it seems like the same situation, but interpreted a few different ways, right?
It's a question of what exactly was the story. Perhaps there were three stories. I mean, the Jewish people. I don't know how to make this, but they're recounting three different, the way we learn, you know, three different versions. How the three different versions occurred, I don't know. Maybe there really were three stories. But in any case, at some point you might simply learn that it wasn't so much the sandal that caused the panic, but rather the sandal that caused the killing. That in the panic, when you trample somebody and you're wearing a hobnailed boot, it goes in the wrong place in his body and you cause damage. But either way, somehow, one dimension, just learning it Talmudic, you know, one dimension is the panic, and the other dimension is the actual killing, and somehow it was traced to this sandal. Ba'osa Shah Amru, at that point, they made this legislation, Ayetzi Adam Sandal Hamasumer, a person should not go out with this sandal hamasumer. Not only you shouldn't go out, but you shouldn't wear it either. And that was all part of this legislation, so that it shouldn't remind us of something that would be very sad. It was associated with difficult times. Just to end on a more positive note, I mean, this was basically the story of Hanukkah, whether this happened in the time of Romans or this happened in the time of the Syrian Greeks. But this type of story, where the Jews hold themselves up in a cave in order to observe and do the best they can, that's the story that we have a tradition with the dreidel, that they used to sit in the cave and learn, and when the enemy troops came, they would pull out the dreidels and put away the sefer. and they're playing game. What do you want from us? And it's all a trick because somehow they have to make sure to continue Jewish tradition, Jewish observance, despite the times. Yeshikoach. Have a wonderful day.